My guest at this time is New York Republican Congressman Bob Turner, who represents the Empire State's 9th Congressional District. He is now also a candidate for the U.S. Senate, seeking the Republican nomination and the chance to take on Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. The Republican primary is June 26th. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. And again, so thank you, Craig.
It's always good to have you back. Why did you decide to get into the Senate race?
My congressional seat, the 9th seat, Dave, as a reward for our fine upset victory, has been vaporized. A run to defend it was impossible. So if there's any fight left, it's going to be in the Senate. And that's where I decided at the very last minute to direct my efforts. And thereafter, it's on to the Senate through Kirsten Gillibrand.
Why does Senator Gillibrand need to go, in your estimation?
Among other things, her voting record is the most liberal in the entire Senate. She has been a complete robot in voting the liberal establishment way, amassing a liberal voting record even ahead of Sanders of Vermont, who's a socialist. We've got a lot to work with here, and on every issue, she is underwater. Whether it's Obamacare and regulations, taxes associated with Reid and the dysfunctional Senate.
What are the biggest issues you see facing this country in the next 6 years? Obviously, there will be a lot of them. The economy, our debt situation, foreign policy, of course, a lot of different things, energy. What do you plan to make the hallmarks of this campaign and talking to fellow New Yorkers about when it comes to the next 6 years?
The issue that's most keenly felt in every family is jobs and the economy. These are largely man-made problems that we can fix. I want to bring a business practicality to this table to work things out in a practical way. And I think we'll be driving home the issue of jobs and the economy first. The debt bomb is a huge issue, but it is not as keenly felt as it should be. But it is probably the most important that we have to address as legislators to turn this around. This could be the most lethal blow that anyone has ever struck America with.
Congressman, a lot of the professional punditocracy considers Senator Gillibrand relatively safe in this cycle. What are you hearing, though, from voters around the state as you tell them about her record and what you would do if elected?
I'm up in Buffalo and Allegheny and Glen Falls and Albany. You know, I've been working this. I'm not taking this primary for granted. I hear it wherever I go. There is a sense of unease and dissatisfaction and distrust of the administration, of the politicos that are in. She may have some popularity, but when associated with the issues, it just doesn't hold up. It's not that strong. So
let's talk about your primary coming up June 26th now. You do have opposition, most prominently from Wendy Long, who has secured the Conservative Party nomination. She's also gotten endorsements from Steve Forbes and Grover Norquist. You've been endorsed by Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Well, what do you tell your fellow Republican voters in New York about why you believe you're the better choice in this primary fight?
Well, whoever is going to win this Senate race is going to have to come out of New York City with a good showing. I don't think anyone can do that but me, as proven in the 9th CD victory in Brooklyn and Queens. I think this will be an extremely important element. The last victory has given me name recognition and credibility that I can do it. I've done it. That'll be part of the message brought to the voters. This has been a rather positive primary. For the most part, all of us are attacking the administration and Gillibrand. So we're not going after each other. We'll let the voters decide who's going to best carry the banner forward. After the dust settles, there'll be a unity in the ticket, that is, the Republicans and conservatives will unite.
Congressman, for those of our listeners who don't remember how you got your seat in Congress, it was, of course, after the resignation of Congressman Wiener, a very Democratic district, hadn't been won by a Republican since the early 1920s. You won pretty convincingly in that race. What did you learn from that campaign that you think might serve you best in this particular run?
I haven't been afraid of the political cliches. I've been telling people the truth, and that great movie line, they can't handle the truth, notwithstanding, they can handle the truth. They're anxious for the truth. When I tell them that Medicare and Social Security are not sustainable, we have to find ways to fix this, and there are ways, and it's not out of our reach by any means, but we're going to have to do it, and there's going to be some pain. People are ready to receive that, and I think they appreciate it. I'm encouraged. I think the electorate is ready to step up and face reality and help me get the job done.
Last question before we let you go. If you are, in fact, the Republican nominee, you'll be in a race just below the presidential race in New York. And by all accounts, the president's likely to carry New York State. Do you think that the presidential race will have much of an impact on the Senate race?
I think it will. New York has been a great state for crossing party lines. It's been a while since an Al D'Amato has won in a Senate or George Pataki. But lately, even with the Obama wins, the Republicans picked up six or congressional seats, seven, actually. I think there'll be a good deal of crossover, and Mr. Romney will perform a lot better than anyone suspects in New York. And I wouldn't even write this off, but I think we'll have some ticket crossing, and the Senate candidate will have to help a lot of congressionals as well, and we may have as many as 12 seats in play in New York, which is unheard of. So,
well, we'll certainly be following the race all the way to the finish line, starting with the primary on June 26th, and then, of course, the general election from there. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
New York Congressman Bob Turner represents his state's 9th congressional district. As you heard, the district is being wiped out through redistricting as a result of the 2010 census. He's now a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the Empire State, hoping to take on Senator Kirsten Gillibrand come November. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.